Deerhead Radio on AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears in Paso Robles, 1621 North River Road. Shifting Gears has you covered from your weekend cruiser to your daily commuter. And now let's join Jimmy Purdy on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, and KPRL.com.
Good morning and welcome in. Happy holidays. You know, I was debating whether we should do the show this Saturday or next Saturday to be dubbed like the Christmas show because it's like Wednesday, like split right in the middle. Maybe we'll do half and half. Well, Leanne and Mallory both will be with me next Saturday, so maybe we'll dedicate that to being more of the holiday special, but it's all month, right? It's Christmas. Merry Christmas to all of you. Phone lines are open, 805-238-5775. Don't forget about the fancy text line as well, 805-238-5775. That's 805-238-KPRL. If that helps you remember, send a text, give me a call. I'm here for the next hour for your listening pleasure. Unless you have a question and you want an answer, I can try to help you with that too. If you're just tuning in for the first time, I am Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair. I am a ASC certified master technician, shop owner, technician. I guess I wear all the hats really, but I can help you as much as humanly possible is what I'm here for the next hour for. This and every Saturday at 9 a.m. here on KPRL. If you have something during the week you want to bring in, we are more than happy and capable of doing that. Have an amazing team we've put together over the years. Take care of just about anything. And I got to give a shout out. I really appreciate each and every one of you that come bring your vehicle to the shop. Come by, say hi. It's really remarkable this year in particular, being it's 2025. This is the mark of the 10 years since I wrote my first rent check. So it's been a ride, and I feel like we're just getting started. Like I feel like I just now finally kind of started figuring it out a little bit. So it's really time to start moving forward, right? But it is a special year this year, being the coming up to be the 10 years. And it's all for you. It's for, you know, it wasn't possible unless it was for you. So thanks for coming down, and look forward to helping you through the years. And just want to give a special shout out and thank you to those that have come by, have their vehicle currently at the shop. That's what makes it all go around, you know? So with that being said, let's get some weather. What do we have for the weather for our Christmas week? Today's going to be real nice. 70 degrees. Time to get out there. Cruise around. Enjoy the weekend. Because we have a wet Christmas coming up. Tuesday, showers rolling in late night. And we got rain Wednesday, Thursday, into Friday. And they actually hang around Saturday morning. So maybe you got the week off. Maybe you got Christmas off. It always seems to rain when you get the day off. But it is Christmas, so I guess if it was a little colder, it'd be we'd be in store for a white Christmas, but I don't think it's gonna be that cold. It's like the low is gonna be around 50, so but yeah, we got some rain coming in. Be prepared for that if you're gonna be traveling. I assume everyone's gonna be pretty well set Wednesday and Thursday. Gonna be a lot of traveling then, so not a lot of people on the road, so that'll be good. Keep everybody safe, but be on the lookout for that. It's like about an inch on Wednesday, inch and a quarter actually Tuesday, and then kind of tapering off Thursday, Friday, about a half an inch Thursday into Friday. So a decent amount of rain. We always can use the rain, so no better time than when we're not planning on going anywhere anyway. So we will be closed all next week, but we'll be back in full force the following week, ready for the new year. We had our Christmas party last night, which was amazing. We had over at the Pig Iron in Templeton. I highly recommend that. If you haven't had their fried chicken sandwich, that was really good. We got tried all their sandwiches. They were all good, but the fried chicken was something special. That was a good sandwich. I've been trying to really be good through the holidays too, right? Like stay on my kind of a strict diet, and it was worth the cheap meal to have that fried chicken sandwich. It was decent. It was very good. But the whole event was good. We had everyone there and their families, and a little bit of White Elephant. It's always a fun game. If you've never played White Elephant, I'd recommend that too. Look it up. It's a fun little gift exchange game. But it was good to get everyone together. You know, it seems like the years go by so quick and we don't get a chance to sit down and just have a good time. So it was nice. All right. Hopefully you got some good plans for the next week here coming up for Christmas. In the meantime, let's talk a little bit about the holiday season. And I think I should start the segment off with maybe some gifts, because it is Saturday before Christmas and we have about 4 or 5 days to get your last minute gifts. And I know you probably haven't bought anything, and so this is the weekend you're going to go buy your gifts. Maybe I'm just talking for myself, but this is probably going to be the busiest shopping weekend of all. I think it's going to beat Black Friday. Even though I don't know how many of you like do the whole Black Friday thing anymore. I think it's a waste of time. But I feel like the weekend before Christmas is probably the busiest shopping weekend. And with that being said, I want to give a little list of things that might help you out a little bit. Maybe you're trying to think of something for the car lover in your life. So these are all things on Amazon. They kind of rated pretty high for a little list of goodies that maybe you can find on Amazon. You probably won't get them in time, but that's fun to talk about anyway. So first one is the Hot Wheels Special Editions. Now, that's always a cool one. I don't care how old you get. It's always cool getting a Hot Wheel or a car you've never seen before. One of the perks growing up is that there are Hot Wheels out there for every season of life. This makes them a perfect gift for car lovers who can't always afford to park every one of their dream vehicles in their garage at home, but who have plenty of desk space to devote to their 1/64th scale collection. The Hot Wheels car culture line is a fantastic place to start, as it includes a full series of JDM performance machines. Perhaps a Fast and Furious tie-ins are moving the speed of the gearhead in your life. And don't forget the Team Transports line of liveried race cars and their respective haulers. Yeah, those are kind of cool. Little Hot Wheels pack. Next on here, which is always a mainstay, is a high-end slot car track. Probably all remember slot cars. Well, they make really nice ones now. More into the speed than the show and display, leveling up your slot car game lets you leave childish things behind and embrace the realism. Attention to detail and technical competence provided by sets like the BRE Datsun Champions set, with 2-track layouts available, plus a Datsun 510 and a Datsun 240. In BRE team colors, this gift will have the classic motorsports fan in your life salivating. If play space is limited, you can also opt for the Race Masters Infinity set from Slot Car Masters AFX, which has a modest 2x4 foot footprint. So that's a cool little gift. I mean, who doesn't like slot cars, you know? Especially if you got little ones that are starting to grow up, getting a little older. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Hey, Jamie, I got a good one for you today.
Yeah, what you got?
I have a 6-liter Super Duty with a 5R110 in it.
Yep.
I removed the turbocharger and did some work, put the turbocharger back in, but I had to move the harness around a lot. And I put everything back, drove it the next day all the way to Santa Maria and back, and it was fine. And then the next day I started having all these random torque converter codes. So I unplugged the batteries, and I plugged them back in, and before I was having a converter where it wouldn't lock up. Now I'm having it where when I put it in drive, the first couple times I stop, the converter tries to lock up on me when I'm stopped. And then I'm having a little bit of a weird shift from rolling, you know, off a stop sign. So I was going to replace the harness because it's pretty tore up, but I was just wondering if you could think of anything else. I mean, it does have a new converter in it. And like I said, it drove fine before I took the turbo out. And then I put the turbo in, and I obviously jostled around a lot of wires. And so I don't know if I'm grounding somewhere, maybe.
Well, an easy way to eliminate if it was something you did or if it's just happenstance is go down to the transmission, just unplug the electrical connector. Now it's going to put it in a limp mode, but it shouldn't die coming to a stop. And if it still does, then you have a mechanical, you have something going on, and it, more likely the valve, there's a spool valve in the pump, and more likely that's getting stuck. So there might be some trash in there from the original converter that's floating around in there that just happened to get stuck in that spool valve, and it's sticking that valve mechanically. Because you either have something shorting in the harness that's applying power when it shouldn't be, and it's controlling that lockup solenoid, or you have something mechanical. So the easiest way is just disconnect the electrical from the trans. It's one connector down on the bottom on the passenger side.
Take the bolt out and just pull that square connector off.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Now that will put you
in gear. It's obviously going to slam into gear, but it'll.
Yeah, it shouldn't die. Yeah, it'll go into limp mode. Okay. It'll probably be kind of hard going into gear. You'll be stuck in like third gear. But when you come to a stop, don't drive it along a lot like that. But when you come to a stop, it should not be dying after you disconnect the connector.
I'm going to call you back after the break because I have one other question for you.
Yeah, of course. Sounds good. Okay. Thanks for the call. Bye. All right, we got to go to break. We'll be right back.
Paso Robles Golf. Christmas is here. Buy their golf and gear at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Hey!
Give the gift of green this season. Purchase gift cards today for rounds, gear, and dining at Deeds Bar and Grill. There's no place like.
Need inspiration for holiday gifts? Let the Blenders be your Santa's helper this season. From beautiful scarves, cozy sweaters, jackets, vests, lovely handbags, wallets, and fantastic accessories, gift certificates available too. Thank you for your support of our local businesses. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram for holiday hours. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from the Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
Seniors helping seniors. We provide friendship, non-medical care, and a helping hand. We hire seniors to do this because, well, they don't use TikTok. They just understand each other better. We're fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Call me. Ron Torres, 805-369-2110, 369-2110, or go to seniorcareslo.com. That's seniorcareslo.com. Seniors helping seniors.
Rich London, you're the mattress specialist, so tell me more about the mattresses on your floor.
Well, I've got some with special covers to make them cooler. I've got them with copper in the cover as well, so you get the benefits of copper just like on the other mattresses. You know, copper has healing powers, so it makes it where you get those things in your mattress, because that's where you're getting your rest and where you rejuvenate your body.
For a good night's sleep tonight and every night, see Rich London. He is the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Paso Golf, Paso Golf, Paso Robles Golf. Christmas is here. Buy their golf and gear at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Hey!
Give the gift of green this season. Purchase gift cards today for rounds, gear, and dining at Deeds Bar and Grill. There's no place like.
And welcome back. You are tuning to Gearhead Radio. Appreciate you being here. Holiday-ish edition. I don't know how many out there listening, but appreciate you tuning in every Saturday, 9 a.m. Before the break, I had a call about converter locking up. And I think he had something else to see if he's on the phones yet. Oh, there he is. Gearhead Radio.
Hey, it's me. I'm back.
Hey.
Okay, so do you know if there is there... I've done a little bit of research on this. So the ground control wire that goes to that lockup solenoid, does that run in the main engine harness, or do you know? Or because I don't think it's a transmission harness.
Yeah,
but I did move. I was having it every single time I would stop. It was locking up. And then I kind of moved the harness around and took it out of some of the tight bends, and it sort of started to go away. And now it's really only when it's cold in the morning and it's foggy and wet, and then in the afternoon, it's not as bad, but it does kind of intermittently, well, it'll come in. So
yeah, I would definitely check the codes. You'll probably have like a short.
I have no codes.
No codes in it at all.
No codes. I had that stuck off code when I was driving, but then, like I said, I reset the battery, and there was a lot of. I had a tune on it, and then I forgot to flash it back to stock, and I unplugged the batteries the first time when I was doing some other work. And then I like put it back to stock, and then plugged the batteries back in, and then so I don't know if I just maybe need to reflash it, and then I've kind of got myself in a weird.
Yeah, that shouldn't make too much of a difference with a tune. That's just a RAM flash. So it should always stay in the random access memory of the PCM. But the harness, the ground is going to be part of the solenoid. There are grounds that run back up, but that's not what's going to be going on. It sounds like you have a short to power on that solenoid. So the computer is going to send voltage down to the solenoid, and the solenoid is typically grounded by the body of the solenoid or to the ground of the valve body. So all the solenoids, and on the 5R110s, there's like, I think there's six or seven all lined up on the back side of the valve body. It's a pretty unique transmission that they came up with, and it was only around for a few years. I mean, it works well when they work, but I guess my point is the voltage going down, each one has its own signal wire that goes down from the PCM that sends 12 volts. And then you're going to have a main voltage signal too. So if that main voltage is rubbed through and it's touching, because you're going to have one hot leg all the time, 12 volts going down, and then your signal wire is going back. So that's typically how that's going to be set up. And so if you have one of those signal wires, that the command wires, I guess you call it, going back to the PCM, that's shorted across to that hot 12 volt that's going down, that's what would be going on. It's a weird happenstance, but I mean, it's definitely possible, because then you're sending 12 volts to that solenoid all the time.
So that would still be in the main harness.
The main harness.
There's a little plug that goes straight to the tranny. Yep. But then the main engine, the one in the middle on the PCM, also there's like some connectors that connect into the transmission harness. So I'm thinking there's somewhere there's a short, but I'll just replace the harness. It's pretty tore up, but. So unplug the transmission connector.
Yeah,
if I can't get, is it even gonna engage and drive around? If it's in the parking lot, it would probably be okay, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the trans will default. It's third gear is typically third or fourth gear is like what they call the direct. So with nothing applied at all, and you put it in drive, the manual spool valve in the valve body will redirect fluid and only apply direct. And reverse. And direct's usually third gear or fourth gear. So you're only going to have the third or fourth gear, and you're only going to have reverse. There's not going to be any electrical influence at all. And when you disconnect it, that torque converter should not even, there's nothing that should allow that to be commanded on, unless mechanically the spool valve that's controlled by that solenoid is stuck in the on position. And sometimes once you get moving forward and you come to a stop, but typically when that happens is as soon as you put it in drive, it will die.
No, it kind of it'll idle for a few seconds, and then it goes and kind of starts to sort of fight it, and then if you let it, you don't put it in neutral, it'll fight it and then die. So not like it's kind of a weird gradual. Like I can catch it. So okay, I'll try that, and then if not, I mean I'm gonna replace the harness anyways, and then we'll see what happens. But
yeah.
I'm hoping I don't have to I just have this transmission open.
Yeah, for me, the first step would definitely be just disconnecting the electrical and removing that. And that way I knew if there was something weird going on mechanically, I wouldn't be able to, I mean, I'd be totally guessing to say what it could possibly be. I've seen so many weird things where I've had guys come in, they rebuilt their trans and they put a spool valve in backwards and the TCC valve on like a 4100, which was the model before it went to five speed. And it's such a weird thing where it would die sometimes coming to a stop, but sometimes it was fine. And the valve was just... It was in backwards, so there was one LAN that was able to cover one of the passages up, like part of the time. And I've seen like little bits of debris that have gotten stuck in valves and hold them, and sometimes they'll stick, sometimes they won't. I've seen the springs. There's so many weird things that happen inside those with those. So the main thing is determining whether is it an electrical fault or is it an internal mechanical fault. And then once you know it's a mechanical fault, it's definitely going to be that valve in the pump. I don't think there's a valve in the valve body on that one that's going to control anything. I'm not 100% sure on that one, but I would bet 90% it's going to be something in that pump, one of those valves that's sticking, if that problem continues after you get rid of the electrical part of it.
Yeah. But being indirect like that, if there is an issue with one of those valves, it's going to be more obvious, right? Because it's not...
Once you pull...
It should rear its head once I put it in gear indirect.
Correct, yeah. Because whether it's in first, second, third, fourth, fifth, it doesn't matter. If that lockup valve is getting stuck, it's going to be stuck all the time. It won't make a difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll give that a shot, and I guess we'll chat next week. Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Some weird problems sometimes. It's amazing with automatic transmissions. The smallest things will just cause the biggest problems. I had a... I've seen a few of them now. The Colorados and the Canyons, there's a check valve or a check ball. And if you're not super familiar with valve bodies, I'll try to explain it to you as much as I can, but... When you pull them apart, it looks like the inside of a brain, right? You got like these track marks everywhere, all these like lines and passages, and it just looks like a maze. The best way to describe it is it looks like a big corn maze if you were looking at it from like 15,000 feet, right? It's all these like lines and passages everywhere. Well, to redirect the fluid from one of those passages to another, you have what they call spool valves. And a spool valve looks like a spool of yarn if you took all the yarn off. You have one side... and the other side have lands, like these bigger areas, and in the middle it's smaller, the diameter goes down. Now, then you have, you know, at the end of it, you'd have it extend a little bit further and have another one, and all the little lands are a little bit bigger, maybe a little bit smaller. And the idea is you put a spring on the back of those valves, then you actuate that valve with fluid pressure from a solenoid. So you open the solenoid, the fluid pressure pushes that valve against the spring, and then that redirects the fluid because the lands are now covering up some of those passageways, and the valve will move through a bore in the valve body and then redirect the fluid. The solenoid shuts off, the spring pushes the valve back, and then the fluid redirects back to where it was going. I hope you're following me. I hope that makes a little bit of sense. So that's kind of like, in theory, how that valve body is going to work. Now, sometimes that fluid passage will go up and to somewhere where there's a little ball, a little check ball, and the fluid pushes up against that check ball, against the separator plate, which has a hole that's a little bit smaller than that ball, and that stops the fluid flow. Now, when you release that valve and that ball drops back down, the fluid can then go back the other direction, because now the ball is not covering the hole, and the fluid can redirect backwards to wherever it wants to go. That's kind of, I hope you followed that a little bit. Anyway, with these Colorados and Canyons, the check balls will start wearing down because instead of going with steel, they went to like this Viton material. It's like a plastic. And over time, that ball, every time it's actuated into that gear, and that ball's got to cover that passage a little bit more, and a little bit more material is starting to wear down. And it gets to the point where that ball actually gets smaller than that hole, and now... it's not stopping the fluid flow, and you get these really weird shift it concerns. And I had so many, I mean, they say, oh, the PCM's bad, right? Or for most, it's let's replace the transmission, right? You know, replace the computer, replace the harness. If that doesn't fix it, then replace the transmission. And that's crazy. That's so crazy to me. That is just like a parts cannon, right? It's like a big old, you know, cannons that you used to put on old chips. It's like you just put a cannonball in there and just fire it away. There goes all your money, right? This is just like you're going to replace every part of that. So I do a lot of research when it comes to transmissions and the new issues and concerns, and you really have to deep dive a little bit. And sometimes with new issues, it does involve a little bit of exploratory surgery, right? Where it's like, this doesn't make any sense, right? Everything... and the computer is doing what it needs to do. The harness is fine. We tested all the wiring. We got to pull a valve body. The valve body is the brains of the transmission. I got to look inside and just see if there's something weird going on, because it's not making any sense. And you pull it down, you see this check ball that's like half the size it's supposed to be. Well, there's the problem. How did that happen? And you like your brain doesn't realize, especially for me, knowing that they use steel check balls for so long. And sometimes the steel check ball would actually get stuck and lodged in that separator plate. And I know what those symptoms are. But I've never seen one where it gets so small that it's like someone left the check ball out. And you ask the question, do you ever have the transmission rebuilt? No, it's got, you know, 80,000 miles on it. I've never had the transmission out. And like, I was acting like someone forgot to put the check ball in the number five spot. But that would be impossible because it worked before and nobody touched it. And then you take it apart and the ball is half the size. Like, oh, now it makes sense. Man, it's just sometimes you just got to start taking stuff apart. As much testing and diagnostic stuff that we do, sometimes it just never beats pulling something apart and just looking at it. You know, when you're like, how does this remote control work? And you just got to pull it apart and look inside of it. It's kind of like that. I don't know if that makes sense, but anyway. Thanks for the call. Got my brain juices going. I got to take another break. I'll be right back.
Ace Auto Care, 1 mile east of El Camino on the corner of Traffic Way and Via, Atascadero.
Fox News, I'm Angelo Bavaro. President Trump touting economic indicators at a rally on Friday ahead of the midterms.
North Carolina was the second stop of his domestic tour to sell his economic message. The state will see a crucial Senate race to succeed retiring Republican Senator Tom Tillis. Obviously, the president is trying to keep that seat in the GOP's hands, so he's trying to convince voters his economic approach is working and they'll reap the bulk of the benefits next year.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. The U.S. striking dozens of ISIS targets yesterday.
The U.S. launching retaliatory strikes in Syria in response to last weekend's killing of three Americans. The U.S. hit more than 70 sites targeting ISIS fighters' infrastructure and weapons sites.
Fox's Chanley Painter, no word yet on how many people were killed in those strikes. America is listening to Fox News.
The Paso Robles Downtown Main Street Association would like to say thank you to all those who volunteered and participated in their events this year. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Paso Robles Downtown Main Street Association.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso, and want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, locally owned and operated for over 20 years. Combination of construction, whether it's new construction, remodel, and concrete work, along with pest control, including termites and bird control, and more. Get it done the right way and on time. John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, the one call that does it all. Give John a call, 466-8667.
Paso Golf, Paso Golf, Paso Robles Golf. Christmas is here, buy their dolphin gear at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Hey!
Give the gift of green this season. Purchase gift cards today for rounds, gear, and gunning at Deeds Bar and Grill. There's no place like...
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, at Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and prizes. Everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawing Sundays in December. Need more details? Visit ChumashCasino.com. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Nothing says comfort like genuine sheepskin slippers and boots. And Tack and Shoes has a huge selection just in time for Christmas gift giving. Brands like Emu Australia, Superlamb, Bearpaw, and more. Soft, cozy, and perfect for chilly days. You'll find a great selection of other gifts too. So visit Tack and Shoes today at 8th and Spring in Paso, 668 Marsh in San Luis, or shop anytime at 805boots.com. From the Tackens family to yours, Merry Christmas.
And welcome back. You're tuning to Gearhead Radio on AM 1230 KPRL. I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair. We're located at 1621 North River Road in Paso Robles. You can check us out online at shiftinggears805.com. We have our virtual shop tour on the website, so you can, if you're interested what I look like or what the shop looks like, you can check out the virtual tour we have on the website. It's on the Google page too, so if you just use the Google and look up Shifting Gears, and that's shift with the letter N, gears, not shifting, Shifting Gears 805, you can find us on Google and actually make your appointment right there. You click the little schedule your next appointment, and it'll have a little flow chart that'll take you right through all the different things that you could need and easily make an appointment. But as the easiest way is just giving us a call. The number at the shop is 805-238-6202. You can also find that number on the Google. And bring it down anytime. Anytime you have an issue with your vehicle, we want to get it in right away. Get a quick visual inspection at no cost to you and get you a full written estimate of what's going on. That's just how we shift expectations with hospitality geared automotive service. That is our motto, and that's what we are geared to do in 2026. We have huge plans for 2026 to really, really step up our game and just the auto repair industry in general. You know, I do a lot with the community and with a lot of other shop owners in the country. And we're always focused on making the experience in the automotive repair era as great as we possibly can. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Hi, good morning, Jimmy. Merry Christmas to you and Leanne and Mallory.
Thank you very much.
This is Pam and Paso. Hey, I wanted to find out if you know of anyone that's interested in doing some work on a project car. I've been advertising on the country store a 79 Chevy Camaro, and it does run. The owner has it on a non-op, but it's a project car. It needs the seats and the side panels put back in. If I was to bring in, like, some pictures of it, would I be able to leave that at the shop?
Yeah, you can bring it down. We can put the word out for you. I'm not sure off the top of my head anybody that'd be, you know, that does any sort of repair donations like that, but we can put the word out.
Okay, I would appreciate that because I'm not getting a lot of bites on it from the country store, so I thought, well, maybe I'll go with a more gearhead stuff, somebody that's looking for, you know, work on a project car, so.
Yeah. Yeah, bring the information down. We're always willing to help as much as we can.
Okay, well, you're not open starting next week, but you'll be open after Christmas.
You got it.
Okay, very good. Well, to all listeners out there, hope they have a wonderful and safe Christmas and a nice, happy new year.
You as well. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. And a Merry Christmas to all. 79 Camaro. Yeah, the classics are, that's a unique vehicle there. I don't know about that specific year in the 80s with the Camaros. All those vehicles there in the 80s, I don't know what quite happened, but they're kind of unique. The 60s into the late 60s, that was a pretty cool time for vehicle history. 70s, late 70s, in the early 80s. I think got a little confused with the with fuel, with trying to get fuel economy, and I feel like a lot of money was invested into just trying to get as much fuel economy as they could in the 80s. kind of lost our way. I don't think we really ever got it back. The early 2000s was pretty decent. I think those vehicles are, that's the you know, 98-ish to like 2005, 2006. It's a good little sweet spot of some vehicles that you can pick up that are pretty reliable. But anyway, let's get back to, what was I talking about? Oh, some of the vehicles you can get, or some of the presents. Yes, I'm talking about Christmas. So if you're looking for a present for your loved one or significant other, or just looking for something, you know, because you're Christmas shopping this weekend, here's some cool ideas for you. So we left off at the high-end slot cars, which is a pretty cool gift. Steering wheel and pedals. It's not bad. As your gift targets space to race, limited entirely to the virtual world, if video games and simulations take the place of slots, then a steering wheel and pedal setup is a thoughtful way to improve their chances in digital competition. With 900 degrees of full rotation, the Logitech G29, a wheel matches the lock-to-lock of an actual Formula One car, while the pedals offer full adjustment that allows their responsiveness to be tuned to the match of the preferences of any player. The wheel is even wrapped in hand-stitched leather that might actually be nicer than the materials on the tiller sitting on the driveway. So that's the Logitech for PlayStation if you're a gamer, or you have someone that's a gamer that's looking for something. Here's a good one. Deep dive automotive reading. Who doesn't like some automotive history? Read about it. You know, like World War, you know, you start watching World War documentaries. This is a good one. This automotive industry is packed with high stakes drama behind every vehicle that makes it to market as a complex and fascinating story of corporate intrigue, engineering excellence, and sheer determination. Perhaps no book better pulls back the curtain on what it takes to get from design sketch to showroom than Mary Walton's Car. That's the author, Mary Walton's, and then Car is the name of the book. Written while she was embedded with the team responsible for third generation Ovaltastic Ford Taurus, Walton's tale is as revealing as it is engrossing. Shop for a Mopar fan instead. Try The Critical Path from Brock Yates, which applies a similarly detailed eye to the re-innovation of Chrysler's all-conquering minivan. That's a riveting book right there, people. I'm telling you. You're going to read a book? Not only is it Mopar, but it's about their minivans. That's a good book. I'm sorry, that wasn't very nice. I'm just not a big fan of the Dodges, especially the minivans. But it's all good. There's Mary Walton's Car is a great book. So if you're looking for a book for someone who likes to read, that is an awesome book to get. Maybe you're not someone that likes to read. You'd rather watch Motorsports Movie Madness. So not every automotive reader wants to crack a spine when it's time to unwind. Fortunately, there are plenty of movies out there that explore the stories behind some of the racing's most interesting stories. F1 fans can't help but be drawn by the Saga of Senna, a documentary that paints an incredible picture of fan favorite driver Ayrton Senna's life and tragic end. For those who want more of a dramatized view of racing's past, there's the creatively named Ford vs. Ferrari. You can watch that on Netflix, too. That was a good one. Which focuses on the struggles of Carroll Shelby, Henry Ford II, and, of course, Ken Miles, went through to achieve their winning campaign at Le Mans. Le Mans. Did I say that right? Le Mans. Le Mans. I'd say that was a good movie, Ford versus Ferrari. The story of Carroll Shelby is, man, if you're not a Mustang fan, or I am the Shelby fan, it'll definitely sway you a little bit. That was a good watch. As always, a toolkit upgrade always helps everybody. So almost everyone has at least a few tools kicking around to take care of odd jobs, both in the driveway and the home. But the gift of a comprehensive car-focused toolkit is a major upgrade to someone looking to get started doing their own maintenance or tackling DIY repairs. This affordable choice from EastVolt includes nearly 250 pieces, ranging from sockets to wrenches to screwdrivers to hex keys. If you don't know what that is, then that's all right. providing excellent coverage for the widest range of possible projects. It also comes with a durable hard plastic shell that will resist any oops damage that might tumble its way. You know, Tractor Supply here in Paso has tools during Christmas, like right now, that are pretty decent. If you need like an extra set of tools, I picked up I think it was about a 250 piece kit. I was impressed with all the sockets that are in there, all the wrenches. You know, I have my nice tools at the shop, but you know, you gotta have something at home too, because I'm not driving all the way to the shop every time I need to loosen one fastener, right? So you gotta have some tools at home. I picked up something, I think it was last year. It was like $100. Seems like a lot, but it's 250 tools, and it was like everything: quarter inch, 3/8, half inch, screwdrivers, pliers, a whole set of open ends, plus the micro open ends, which are like the really, really small open end wrenches. Half inch sockets, 3/8 sockets, the new different sizes, whole sets of them. It was a really nice, and it came in a little rolling case, like it looked like a little suitcase. I'm trying to remember the brand. I think it was it Smart Tech? I can't remember the name of the brand, but anyway, if you want to go grab some tools for someone in your family that needs tools, head over to Tractor Supply. They got some decent tools for a good price. All right, well, talking about tools, Bluetooth code reader dongle. This is a must-have for vehicles 2000 and newer if you're a DIY. Proper diagnosis is the first step to dealing with automotive problems, whether it's something minor like a malfunctioning sensor or something more serious like a problem with the emissions equipment or engine timing. Dealing with a check engine light on the go has never been easier than when you give someone an OBD2 Bluetooth dongle to keep in the glove compartment. These small scanners plug into a vehicle's OBD2 port so you can quickly read and erase codes and display an impressive amount of information about your automobile using one of the many compatible smartphone apps, such as the Car Scanner ELM OBD2 and the Torque Pro. There are many, many, many on the market. They're pretty much all the same. There are a few that are a little bit better, but that's a great little stocking stuffer for your automotive enthusiasts. Again, you just plug them in. They're wireless. They don't need to be charged. They use the power off the connector of the vehicle. So you can literally just throw it in your glove box, forget about it until that terrifying little orange light decides to shine brightly like a diamond and you don't know what's going on. I keep one in my car. I actually have just a handheld one with like a cord on it, which are great too to have. You should have that in your center console in your glove box. I mean, it's just, even if you have a kid that's in going to college, that's a great gift. Even if they don't know what that means, because at least they can plug it in. Very, very, very simple to plug it in, get the code. And they can very quickly, I mean, ChatGPT or Google, at least get an idea of how serious that code is. Or just, you know, give us a call, you know, and at least get someone to get some information about that code to see how serious it is. That's a great, great gift. I got to take a break. I'll be right back.
Blake's True Value Hardware Center in Paso would like to sincerely thank the North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. A very Merry Christmas and a healthy, happy New Year from Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Bovino Vineyards in the beautiful hills of Templeton, home to diverse collection of standalone varietals and beautiful blends. Owner Dan Souza, grape grower and dairy farmer, chose the name Bovino, bovine for his dairy herd, and vino for his wines. Winemaker Steve Anglum says, if it's been a while or you haven't had a chance to visit Bovino, now is the time. Bovino Vineyards on El Pomar in Templeton open Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Enjoy the brilliant wines, the cozy tasting room, or out on the deck with breathtaking views.
For decades, K. John's Jewelry Company has believed in something simple. Honesty matters. And that's why we never discount. No inflated prices, no gimmicks, just fair, everyday value on jewelry we're proud to stand behind. But today, something truly special is happening. K. John's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own K-John's designs in the coming year. To make room for this collection, we're liquidating our entire current inventory, and we're offering it at genuine significant discounts. As a heartfelt thank you to the customers and community who have supported us for generations, this isn't a sale for the sake of sales. It's a once-in-a-lifetime transition, a chance for you to own something beautiful at prices we will never offer again. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, we invite you to come in, explore, and be a part of this incredible next step in the K-John's story. K-John's Jewelry Company, where integrity shines as brightly as the jewelry itself.
Welcome back to the Eagle Energy Country Store. Stop in and say hi. We're always glad to see you.
Have you ever made the Eagle Energy Country Store your first stop after leaving home or work?
For those of you who have, we at the Country Store appreciate and thank you for your business.
If not, come by the Eagle Energy 76 on the corner of Highway 46 East and Golden Hill Road.
And let us make you feel welcome.
Maybe you don't need fuel for your vehicle,
but you need something to fuel you.
We've got happy hours. That's right, happy hours. From 6 to 8 a.m. Monday through Friday, purchase anything in the store, and the coffee creation in the size you crave is free.
You heard us, free, no catches. Come back in the afternoons too. From 4 to 6 p.m. when you buy anything in the store, the fountain drink of your choice is free with your purchase. This includes our 100% freshly brewed iced teas, and now we have three new flavors to choose from.
Looking for something different than fast food or a long sit-down lunch? The Country Store Deli's Chili Verde Enchiladas are back.
See you at the Country Store.
We'll see you at the Country Store.
Uncle Ed's Outfitters in the Oaks Plaza in Atascadero is wishing you and your family a joyous Christmas and a happy new year.
And we're back. We are getting down to the end of the show here. Time flies when you're having fun. Speaking of, can you believe it's December 2025? I don't even know what day it is. The 20th? It's December 20th, 2025. Man, I feel like I was just here. I feel like it was just January. That's crazy. Another year goes by. Going over some of the gifts that maybe you're looking for Christmas this year. I did have another segment I want to get into, but we can talk about that next month or next week. It's not next year. Isn't that the all-time joke of like the end of December? See you next year. I hate it, but I love it. It's a good one. Anyway, I was going to talk about a little bit about the, I'll give you a little segue for next week's show. Average new car payment is approaching $750 a month. New cars are not getting cheaper. $750 a month. And you know what the length of that is? It's about a 6-year term. You know what the warranty on a new car is off the lot? 3-year, 5-year on the powertrain. That means you're kind of on your own for the last year. And you're on your own for most of it. For the last 2 years. Keep that in mind if you're holiday shopping right now and you're feeling like you're getting, you know, antsy to get yourself a brand new car. It's just not financially smart. It's difficult unless you can afford it, of course. But it's a tough one to swallow. $750 a month on average. That means sometimes it might be $400. And sometimes it might be $1,100. We're talking in averages here, right? So it's about $750. Your insurance is doubled because it's a brand new car. You still have maintenance. You don't get away from maintenance. Some vehicles do, like BMWs. Maybe you get some free oil changes, stuff like that. Keep in mind, you still have maintenance. And I've said this before, it's $1,200 a month or $1,200 a year in just maintenance. That's what it's going to cost. Not with repairs, just changing the oils, changing the fluids, doing that type of thing. If you wrap that over the expectancy of five years in a vehicle, it's about $1,200 a year, $100 a month. I would also probably budget about $200 a month because you don't want to put the cheap stuff in there. About $200 of maintenance plus the $750, you're $950 a month on a brand new car. after 3 years, you're on your own for some of the repairs. So now we're back to the, you're going to be spending probably $2,500 a month on repairs on the vehicle. On top of that $950. So now we're approaching $1,000 after that 3 year mark for that vehicle. So just something to think about if you have an older vehicle that's starting to add up in repair costs. Really take those repair costs and add them together and divide them over the year. So that's what's most important. And if you come, you know, to us, it's for every repair, it's 3 year, 36,000 mile nationwide warranty. So those repairs are now covered for the 3 years. So just things to think about. I know it's easy to get your feelings hurt, get upset because your vehicle broke down on you and it left you stranded. Now you're just willing to just kick it to the curb and buy something new because it's broken your heart. But just get your emotions out of it and realize that new cars are definitely very expensive to own. Now, if you can afford it, great. That's awesome. I'm all about if that's financially smart for you, that makes sense. It's nice to have a new car, you know, the new features and stuff like that, but just something to weigh out when you're in the holiday season and you're feeling extra holiday-y and you decide to go maybe car shopping and then you walk out with a new car. Whoops. Yeah, you can't give that one back. Good morning. You're on Gearhead Radio.
Good morning. So I had a question. How do you feel about the extended warranty companies?
That's a great question. You know, they've come a long ways. There's just as many horror stories as I have, you know, positivity out of it. You really have to, it's so gray. You really have to look at the vehicle. You know, what is it that they're covering? Because a lot of the extended warranty companies know what that vehicle is going to fail, where it, you know, why it's going to fail, what it's going to fail for, and that part won't be covered, right? So it's very unique, right? Where they're like, we know these have a lot of transmission problems. So to say this, and in the fine print, they'll say this covers everything but any powertrain related failures, right? So it is interesting, but I've had a lot of them do very well for us. And then like right now we have an Abarth or a Fiat in the shop that needs a... It failed, one of the valves failed in the engine, so we had to do a complete cylinder head job on it. Thousands of dollars for repair. It's got an extended warranty on it. But they said the only reason they would cover it is if the piston made contact with the valve. If the valve failed for any other reason, it's not covered. And you're like, what?
Oh, my word.
So do we just tell them that, like, I don't know if it jumped time. The car doesn't start now, right? And I'm not going to take the time to check the timing and all that kind of stuff for this warranty process. So that stuff there is this kind of the shady part that I don't like about the extended warranties, but there are other companies that are very good. Honestly, I use ChatGPT to like put in the name of the insurance company and it will do the research, say, I want you to deep research this company and it'll pull up all the positive and negative reviews. And that's kind of a little bit, it helps you a little bit in the direction of like, is this a company that's worth spending the money with or is it not? So yeah. A great question though, because I don't have a direct answer for you.
It's interesting as we've kept cars, you know, anywhere from 15 to 20 years and we bought a 2021 Honda CRV and already having electronic issues with it as far as it flashing brake sign when nothing is around me. There are some other funky things about it. I personally don't think you're going to see a 20-year-old 2021 CRV on the road. I just don't see that the electronics and everything is going, you're going to be able to get parts to repair. Is that just totally off the wall?
No, that's a fair point. It's funny, we were just having that conversation on Friday on a 2018 Mustang, like a GT. My service manager is not a fan of the older cars because it's just hard to get parts. They're just difficult vehicles to get through the shop. But a 1965 Mustang can roll through our shop and still be in pretty good condition, all original, right? And we're just talking like this 2017 Mustang in 15 years, right? It's not going to be around. Like all the plastic's going to be rotted and like all the electrical right. issues you're going to have. So, I mean, we've come a long ways in the automotive industry, but you're absolutely right. We've made them more disposable and you're not going to have, you know, a car that's rolled through the shop from 1960s that's like as good as condition. Yeah, it's older, right? It's from the 60s, but look at it. It's still drivable and it's still reliable.
Yeah. And when you lift the hood and you look at, you actually see the engine.
Yeah, it all makes sense. It's all there for a reason. There's a purpose for everything.
Yeah, we bought this because we needed a little bigger car and I was driving an 06 Civic Coupe and my friends couldn't get in and out of it, and my husband was being challenged. And so I thought, well, we'll upgrade. But yeah, it just, it's really frustrating to spend this kind of money on a vehicle and then come to realize, you know, I don't think we're going to keep, this is probably not going to be the last car we buy.
Yeah, I understand that. They're good cars. I have a 16 CRV, and it's a decent car, but you're right. It's, they're not, things aren't built the way they used to be.
Take care. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Well, that's it. I'll see you next Saturday. Have a fantastic holiday week. Merry Christmas, everybody. Look forward to seeing you next Saturday. See ya.
Gearhead Radio with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears and Paso Robles on River Road. You can trust Jimmy and his team to take care of you and your vehicle the first time, every time. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Paso Robles, Tascadero, and Templeton.